So please switch this now. I wanted to record this show now for some weeks, but I never came across the time to doing it for several reasons. It was Christmas and New Year, and I didn't want to ruin it for everybody. I keep that for Mr. Big Fatty. He's good at that.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
So please switch this now.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1752 of the BFO for Monday the 13th of October 2014. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to catch you up with what's been going on last week and the weekend. Yes, Big Freddy, that's a lot. Hello, 1492 us. Big Freddy, what does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you are 1492 us today because, y'all, today in the U.S. of A., y'all, it is Columbus Day observed. You know, as they say, in 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Big Fatty! I believe the Von Yo-Yo-Yo was on one of the ships. Yes, Big Fatty! Y'all, I hadn't talked to you since Wednesday. Well, hump day of last week, even though you had a Thursday and a Friday show. Because, y'all, I'm going to tell you. Last week here at the coal mine, y'all, it was probably one of the busiest weeks that Big Fatty has had here at the coal mine in a long, 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 long time. And, y'all, I just got to tell you, I was just poop deck pappy. Poop deck pappy during the weekend. But, y'all, it's one of those things where you just had to keep moving. You just have to keep moving. Big Fatty, keep moving, keep moving. And, y'all, because if you stop, that's when you just poop out. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about your poop coming out. Y'all, let's go back. Hump day night. I told you my old most regular gentleman caller stopped by, and y'all, it was lovely. And you know, there was a possibility of another semi-regular gentleman caller coming by, but y'all, he never made it by. I don't know what happened, it's just life. It's just life. Yes, Big Freddy. And so that was fine. Big Fatty was satisfied with the one. Big Fatty, don't get greedy. And Thursday, y'all, in the coal mine, y'all, Larry Klein and I, y'all, we were busy. We were busy, 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 busy. And Veda was a busy one too. And there are a lot of little details that had to be taken care of. And we had to rehearse a big event going on, and then there was a big supper on Thursday night. And y'all, you know, I've got the new orange hat, and you know, he didn't know how it all went, so I had to keep his nerves. You know, I was kind of his human nerve pill. Big Fatty, oh yeah. You know, just had everything will be fine. Everything will be fine. Everything. Trust me. Just trust me. And yes, Big Fatty. And he did. And I thanked him at the end of the weekend for staying the hell out of the way. Didn't get home as predicted. I didn't get home Thursday night until after 8 p.m. in the evening. And, I hadn't had any supper or anything like that, I did have an adult beverage, and y'all, it helped me sleep, and I needed some good sleep Thursday night, because as busy as Thursday was, for right was even busier. And y'all, it was showtime. It was showtime. And y'all, the show came off without a hitch. And I was just real pleased. In fact, the new orange hat says, "Now, Burkhardt, once you retire, can we hire you as a consultant?" And I said, "Well, we'll talk about it once that happens." So, y'all, I'll tell you what that is in just a minute. But y'all, then on Friday night, Granny and I went to the old. Which is now called the Connections, because y'all, there was a former member of the horror club was in town, and he wanted to get together with us and have a cocktail, and y'all, so we went out to the old, and y'all, it was dead as a doornail, and y'all, but we had a good time, and y'all, there was a little boy in there, and I should say little boy, you know, he was a grown man if he's in a bar, but he was he was running around in his underpants, and cute as he could be, he was selling Jello shots. And so Big Fatty bought everybody a Jello shot, and then the owners gave everybody a Jello shot, and then Granny bought everybody a Jello shot, and then the owners gave us more Jello shots, and y'all, the liquor was flowing, and you know, it got to the point where Big Fatty was like, "I can," you know, the bartender, who is one of the owners there now, said, "Are you ready for another drink?" I said, "I cannot have another one." He goes, "Oh, no, you can't leave yet." And I said, "Oh, you got to have another one." I said, I can't have another one unless you're buying. Y'all, he picked up my glass. He picked up my glass and picked up the bottle of Tanqueray and just poured straight gin in it. Didn't add another lime, didn't add a wisp, not even a wisp of tonic. And y'all, it just went downhill from there. And y'all, he's doing the same thing to Granny. And y'all, needless to say, Granny and I, when we left, and we left probably, I don't know, we got there about, Big Fatty got there about 9, a little bit after 9 p.m. in the evening. And then Granny got there about 20 minutes after 9. And yeah, I think we left about 11:30 p.m. in the evening, and but y'all, there was some major consumption. Big Fatty, you had the consumption? Well, sort of. Needless to say, Big Fatty made it home just fine, and Granny made it home just fine, and Saturday, you know, I had announcing duties on Saturday, and y'all hadn't done that. This is the third year of me not doing it, and so y'all, I was a little rusty, ready? Decided I was going to go and get ready a little early, you know, and my announcing duties began about 1:30 p.m. in the afternoon, and quite frankly, they went a little longer than I expected them to. Y'all, I wasn't done until about 5:30 p.m. in the evening. And y'all, I was on my feet the whole time. On my feet the whole time. So from about 12:30 p.m. or 12:15 p.m. until about 5, I don't know, it's probably a quarter of 6 before I got back here to the Fat Cave. Y'all, I was on my feet. And y'all, after being on my feet all week long, y'all, I was pooped. I was just poop deck pappy. Yes, Big Fatty, you've mentioned that already. And so, y'all, I got back here to the Fat Cave, and y'all, I needed to put my feet up. And I knew that Gavin, you know, that Gavin, you know, he was the number one fan of the BFO for 2012. You know, he does his Stick It With a Poke show on Saturday nights. And y'all, I couldn't even sit in the chair to participate, but I sent a testimonium saying that I would be listening. And y'all, I did listen. I took me 4 ibuprofen. You know, that's a medical dose of the ibuprofen, IBU friends, and just laid in the love chamber. And y'all, I I listened to the little show, and y'all, then a little bit later, I got up and watched some things on the TV machine and all, and that was my Saturday night, and y'all, then on Sunday, y'all woke up Sunday morning, and I got up, and I had my coffee, but my stomach was just kind of eh. I just wasn't kind of eh. I was kind of eh, and so I didn't really want a whole lot of brofkas. And so, y'all, I had a little slice of pound cake with my coffee, so I wouldn't get the coffee stomach. And because on Sunday afternoon, Granny and I were taking a friend out for a birthday late lunch or early supper. So, y'all, we were going to the steakhouse, and you know that's what I was belching up there a few minutes ago. But y'all, I left the Fat Cave a little bit early, and I went by the Von's East, and y'all, I decided I was going to make some of that good lemon chicken soup that Waylon, you know, he's a new papa. He gave me the recipe for that last year, and y'all, the weather's supposed to turn cooler this week, so I thought, well, maybe it'll be a good time to make some soup. And so y'all, I went by there, and I got everything I needed for the lemon chicken soup, except I was going to go to the Sam's Club after I went to the Von's East get the rotisserie chicken and pick up a couple other little things out there. And y'all, I got everything there at the Von's East except the lemons. Y'all, I forgot the damn lemons, so I can't make the lemon chicken soup yet. So I've got to make another trip to get the lemons. Beef, Fatty. Why don't you just make chicken soup then? Because the lemon chicken soup is much better. Yes, Big Fatty, of course it is. And y'all, we had a lovely dinner with our friends at the steakhouse. And then Big Fatty went out to the Sam's Club. Y'all, I had about half a tank of gas, Big Fatty. And so I said, well, I'll whip on in here and fill up with petroleum. Y'all, you're not gonna believe it. I paid $2.77 a gallon, Big Fatty. That's good for my gasoline. And y'all, I was real pleased with that, and picked up a few things out at the Sam's Club. And y'all, then I called the hats on the car phone on the way back, so I got that all the way out of the way. And so now, y'all, I'm recording the Idle Show. Big Fatty, I'm exhausted just hearing about the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, it is not only Columbus Day observed, but y'all, it is also the day that we observe two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one is my eldest daughter. Beh, Freddy, you silly. My eldest daughter, Princess Holly, up there in the Minnesota, the Minneapolis, and she's up there. And you know, when I was up there, was it last year about this time? Got to see her while I was up there. Was that 2 years ago? Big Fatty, we don't remember. Y'all, the other celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, now that Gavin had me worried, because he announced on his little show that this person's celebration of exiting the birth canal was on Sunday. But y'all, I have it on the official mark in calendar as today, Monday the 13th, so I'm sure I'll be corrected if I'm incorrect. But y'all, it is the number one fan of the BFO for 2014, y'all. It is that crazy Mexican. You heard him at the beginning of today's little show, y'all. It is that Hadim. And it's just a wonderful day when you can celebrate the celebration of exiting the birth canal of your eldest daughter and your number one fan, Big Fatty. I know Princess Holly will probably go to Trader Joe's and get a cookie butter cake or something. And I just know that Mr. Zed is is going to have some hoppity bump. I mean, actually, Big Fatty, you know, for the number one fan, he eats so much cake that I'm not sure it'll be very special. But anyway, you know damn good well he's gonna have some Mr. Zed cake. Yes, Big Fatty. Lost Wages music for the 548, because y'all, believe it or not, I have some Lost Wages information, some breaking news to share with you. Y'all, I received an e-letter. Where is it? From that Amy Coles. And, y'all, you know, she was the official photographer of Parade 48 out there in the Lost Wages. And, y'all, she says, Bergherder. Oh, wait a minute. Let me pull it up. Big, that sounded vulgar. It says, Bergherder, I finally finished the pictures. You can view them at www.flickr, and that's flickr.com/photos/AmyColes/, and that's AmyColes/. And then you select albums, and then it's Pride 48 2014. And y'all, I went over. But those of you that were in Lost Wages, the Amy Coles had a little card in your swag bags with that address on it. So if you misplace it, it's on that. But I went over there and looked at it. And y'all, I tell you what, that John Ong and that Joe Z, that Joe Zu, that Joe Zubia, y'all, they both love the camera. They love the camera. And y'all, believe it or not, later on Sunday night, we're having a suits meeting. B, Fatty, never ends. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, it truly does never end. Y'all, you know, speaking of celebration of eggs and the birth canal, you know, last week there wasn't hardly any damn celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, this week it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Celebrations of this week. Plus, y'all, Big Fatty's getting his flu shot on Tuesday. Big Fatty. So, y'all, it's going to be a full week. But, y'all, I'm going to tell you something. It will be peace and quiet compared to last week. That's all I got to say. Y'all, it's that time of the year. It's just that time of the year. And so there you have it. Y'all, I watched a lot of things on the TV machine when I had some free time this weekend. And, I watched that Saturday Night Live, and y'all, they had that Bill Hader, Hader, not Hater. He was the guest host, and y'all, I really miss him. He was a great addition to that show, and it was nice to see him back as the host and doing some of his zany characters, big fatty zany characters that he did when he was dear Gussie on the little show. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. And y'all, if you see Princess Holly, or if you see that crazy Mexican Hat M on the Twitty today, or the Face Space, y'all send him a message and say a happy exiting celebration. I hope you have a lovely week. I hope it's calm for you too. Y'all, like I said at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, it's the number one fan of the BFO. And Hat M, each day when you're listening to the BFO, what is running through your mind?
So please switch this now.
Oh, Big Fatty, he unsubscribed years ago.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined at bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.